Now there's something else that we need to note, and I drop down to verse 38. Then made he 10 lavers of brass. Believe me, 1 laver contained 40 bats. Now, here is an excess on the other side. All these lavers here. Well, may I say, all it cleanses today is the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, just keeps on cleansing us from all sin. How important that is. And that's all important. I want to continue to drop right down here. We have some other articles of furniture for the temple. Verse 48. And Solomon made all the vessels that pertained unto the house of the Lord. The altar of gold and the table of gold whereupon the showbread was, and the candlesticks of pure gold, 5 on the right side and 5 on the left. Now, instead of 1 lampstand that spoke of Christ, 5 on each side, 10 of them that are there. 1 is enough to speak of him, you see. Today, there is a grave danger in overemphasizing this matter of Jesus, Jesus. Now, I hope you won't think I'm critical, because if you do think I'm critical, you're right, I am. But I listened to a message. It was given on radio. The party mentioned the name of Jesus. When it was halfway through the message, over 50 times that he mentioned the name of Jesus. May I say to you, just keep mentioning his name. Just keep multiplying golden lampstands. That's not the thing. May I say to you, all we need to recognize today that you don't become familiar with him at all. I am hearing so much of this over-familiarity with Jesus. I heard a man say the other day that he was going to come into the presence of Jesus and sit down and talk with him. Well, now, maybe he will. I don't know. But the scene that I have given to me of the glorified Christ and of a man who was very familiar with him when he was here on earth, he'd rebuke him and make suggestions to him. It was John. John wanted to bring down fire from heaven, suggested the Lord destroy this. He was always making suggestions to the Lord. Didn't pay attention to them, however, but he'd make them. And he reclined on his bosom in the upper room. He was very familiar with him in the days of his flesh. But John says, when I saw him on the Isle of Patmos, the glorified Christ, I fell at his feet as dead. I think that's where you're going to be. This idea today, just because we keep multiplying lampstands and we become overly familiar with him and just keep pronouncing his name, friends, let's not get familiar with him. How wonderful he is. And he's one we worship. We adore him today. And he is the one that we fall down before. That's important to see. Now we have other things that are said here. We have in verse 51, so was ended all the work that King Solomon made for the house of the Lord, and Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, even the silver and the gold and the vessels that he put among the treasures of the house of the Lord. See, David is the one that had gathered all of these things, and so the articles of furniture that David had protected are now brought in.